This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا طالب العلم قم لتنم فإن الزمان انقضى وانصرم فكن ما حييت ظنينا به فظنك بالوقت عين الكرم وكن حلس درسك وافرح به تكن قائدا في غد للأمم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Today we are addressing an interesting question. Is it permissible to name your sons after angels in Islam? This question has intrigued many, so let us examine it closely, inshallah ta'ala. I'd like to start off by talking about the importance of names within our deen. In Islam, names, al-asma, are far more than just labels or identifiers. They carry profound significance and are often laden with dua, laden with hopes and prayers. Names can reflect one's identity, one's character, and spiritual aspirations as well. In fact, when you choose a name imbued with positive meanings, it serves as an ongoing dua, a supplication for the person being called, being named. Now, this is the reason Islam places great emphasis on selecting names that carry good meanings, positive meanings, virtuous meanings, noble meanings. For example, let's say you name someone Salih, which means pious person, righteous person. So each and every time the person named Salih is called Salih, it is akin to a dua for that person. Salih, Salih. Each time you call that righteous person, or righteous individual, it can transform itself into a dua for that individual. Now, with regards to the malaika, with regards to the angels, we know through the Quran and through the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, we have certain distinct angels. Angels with distinct roles. For example, Archangel Gabriel, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that he is Aminul Wahi. He is the messenger to prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. We know of the angel Mikael, who is associated with rizq, with sustenance, with rain. He's in charge of the rains. And then we have the angel Israfil, who is entrusted with the responsibility of blowing the trumpet to signify the start of Judgment Day, Doomsday. And then you also have Malakul Maut, who is the angel in charge of extracting souls. Now, I obviously don't think anybody would want to name their son after Malakul Maut, after the angel of death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with good endings. Ameen. Now, I'd like to quickly mention the scholarly views that are out there in regards to this subject. We do have at least two schools of thought, okay? And this diversity of views, my dear brothers and sisters, I must establish this, this difference of opinion, it reflects the richness and diversity of fiqh, of Islamic jurisprudence. So you have on one hand scholars, especially those following stricter interpretations, they caution against naming sons after angels. Now, their primary concern is the potential for equating human beings, okay, to that of celestial beings. They see that as problematic. So basically, in simple words, what they see as problematic is a human being being compared to an angel, or a human being elevated to the rank of an angel. So this is what they see as problematic. On the other hand, you have many scholars, and this is what I gravitate towards, who argue that there is no explicit prohibition. There is no explicit prohibition. There is no textual evidence, because as believers, we fall back onto the Quran. We fall back onto the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they say that there is no textual evidence, no explicit prohibition against this practice in either the Quran or the authentic ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you have to understand that Islamic jurisprudence often operates on the principle of permissibility until proven otherwise. So matters are generally considered permissible until proven otherwise through textual evidence, i.e. through the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And some even note that naming after virtuous beings like angels could actually inspire good character. It could inspire piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn our hearts towards him. Ameen. And now, again, if you look at the evidences, okay, supporting permissibility, like I said earlier on, in Islamic jurisprudence, the principle of permissibility until proven otherwise holds sway. Now, if you turn to the Quran, if you turn to the Ahadith, there is no explicit sahih, in other words, authentic prohibition against naming children after angels. So this also lends weight to the argument for permissibility. Now, given the responsibility of knowledge, the amana of knowledge, I have to mention that there are a few weak narrations that caution against the practice. For example, we have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, لا تسمو بأسماء الملائكة. Do not name yourselves with the names of the angels. Now, this narration exists, but the authenticity of the narration is argued. Notably, Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he questions the reliability of the chain of narrators with regards to this hadith, rendering the hadith غير صحيح, rendering the hadith as being unauthentic. So with regards to da'if ahadith, we don't extract rulings from da'if ahadith. That is the principle within the scholars of hadith. We don't extract rulings, we don't extract commandments or prohibitions from da'if, from weak ahadith. Rather, weak ahadith are not completely dismissed. They are used for the sake of virtue, to promote good deeds and to mention virtue. But rulings are not extracted. And this is something that is established. So again, we do have critics who argue that this practice could, again, like I said at the beginning of the video, elevate a human being's status to that of angels. However, we must remember that names serve more as symbolic gestures or aspirations, and naming after virtuous beings like angels could definitely inspire a person towards good character. Let's say you named your son Jibril. Okay, so this inspires good character. You've named your son Mikael, and interestingly, Jibril and Mikael, these two names, Jibril means Abdullah, Jibr means Abd, and Il means Allah. So Jibril means Abdullah, and Mikael also means Abdullah. So in other words, you named your children slave of Allah or servant of Allah. So this is the meaning. So the meaning is very good, alhamdulillah. In summary, I'd like to conclude with this. Naming sons after angels is generally considered permissible, especially given the principle of permissibility until proven otherwise in Islamic jurisprudence, in fiqh. However, if you are uncomfortable, if you are uncertain, or if this practice doesn't sit well with your heart, you are free to opt for the more cautious view that discourages it to be on the safe side. But I conclude by saying I gravitate to the view of permissibility. Wallahu a'lamu bis-sawab. Allah knows best. Jazakum the khair for watching the video. Do like the video and share it around so that, you know, we spread knowledge amongst ourselves and that we shine on the rewards, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to what pleases him, and may he grant us wisdom in all of our choices as we come across different crossroads in life. Ameen. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, you know, go ahead and subscribe so that you're notified no sooner a video goes up, inshallah ta'ala. Until next time, this is Muiz Bukhari signing off. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.